Schazar zeh in der Schbach hat geschlagen, wenn wir Juden sagen, Tanya staff khof khas, the mission said pasha gedele kein eus be shnaim ve khulu. Fakt mal, does the mission mean that we read from the Torah by Shachris and Musaf and it's only by Mincha that we read by heart? Or does the mission mean that at Shachris we read from the Torah and by Musaf and but I'm sorry, we read from Shachris we read by the Torah and Musaf and Mincha we read by heart? How do we understand the words of the Mishnah? Mar says the Braisa clearly says that by Shachris and Musaf we read from the Torah and by Mincha we read by heart. Mishnah said kol yom sheyesh by halal ein by mamed ve khulu. Fakt mal, why is it that the carbon eitzim does away with the mamed by ni'ila but not by Mincha? Mar says because Mincha is deraisa, whereas Nila is only derabanan. The Mishnah says man atei kehanim v'ho'om. Braisa says when the Yidden went back to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, there was no wood to be burned on the Mizbeach. These families came forward and donated wood. The Nevi'im instituted that these families will forever have the opportunity to donate wood for the Mizbeach, even if wood is not needed at that time. Mishnah says the Nevi'im kehanim v'lovim v'chol miyit v'chulu. Bryce explains the term used in the Mishnah of the stealers of the pestles and the fig cutters. Because Mara says it once happened that the government made a gzera that wood may not be brought for use on the Mizbeach, and that Bikurim also are not allowed to be brought. So they set up patrols to prevent these people from being brought to Yerushalayim. There was a family that took the Bikurim and covered it with dried figs. They then took along a pestle as well. When the guards asked them, where are you going? They showed them the dried figs and told them that they were going to make cakes of dried figs using the pestles that they had with them. Once they got to the checkpoint, they uncovered the Bikurim and brought them to the Beis HaMikdash. Another Braisa says, there was once a similar gzeir with similar checkpoints put up to prevent wood from being brought to the Mizbeach. The family of Salmai Hanefutosi made ladders out of wood and told the guard that they were going to get birds from nearby nests using the ladders. Once they passed the checkpoint, they disassembled the ladders, brought the wood for the Mizbeach. Mishnah said, Be'esrim boy, B'nei Pachas Moya ben Yehuda. Braisa says, our mayor says, the family of Pachas Moya ben Yehuda is the same family as David ben Yehuda. And they were just going a second time. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says it's the same family as Yoav ben Tzeruya. Mishnah says, "Be'esam be'elul bnei Odin ben Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Rabbi Yehuda says the family of Odin ben Yehuda is the same family as David ben Yehuda." Rabbi Yehuda says the same family as Yoav ben Tzeruya. Mishnah says, "Be'echa b'teve shavu bnei Parshu bnei Parish." Shniyah v'chulu. In fact, our Mishnah doesn't seem to follow Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi, because according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah should say that the family of David ben Yehuda also brought twice. And according to Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah said that the family of Yoav ben Tzeruyah brought twice. The Mishnah only says that it was B'nai Pirish was the only ones who brought twice. The Mishnah says the Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi only said that one of the families was Yoav ben Tzeruyah. There was machloikas as to which family he said it was, so he didn't. But he never said that they double up. Mishnah said, "Be'echa b'teves loy hayu boy mamid v'chulur." Fekmar Markashisha, the son of Rav Chista, asked Rav Ashi, "Why is it that Halak can set aside its own mamid, meaning of Shachar, when it's said?" And the Mishnah says that Kar Musaf sets aside the mamid of Mincha, but not the Musaf itself. Rav Ashi said the Mishnah means that it sets aside the mamid of Musaf and of Mincha. He asked, "Why is it that it sets aside more than its own tefillah, whereas Halak only sets aside its own tefillah?" He answered, "Rav Yosi actually holds that way, that it only sets aside the mamid of Musaf itself." Fekmar, why isn't the Mishnah list for Chodesh Nisan as a day when there's no mamid at all because there's Halal, there's Musaf, and Karban Eitzim. So Rava said the Halal Rosh Chodesh is only a Minig, not a Chiyuv, and therefore it would not set aside the Maimed. The Mishnah said, Chamisha Devarim, Eirus, Avay, Seinu, B'Shiva, Asa, B'Tamaz, Uchulu. The Mishnah says, we can figure out that the Luchas were broken on the 17th of Tamaz as follows. Moshe went up to Shemayim after Matan Torah on the 7th of Nisan. He remained there for 40 days and nights. These days were the 24 days left to Sivan, including the day he went up, 16 days of Tammuz, and he came down the following day, which was the 17th of Tammuz. That's when he saw the eagle, and therefore immediately he broke the Luchas. That was the 17th of Tammuz. We know that the Tammuz stopped being offered on the 17th of Tammuz also, based on a tradition of Kabbalah that we have. Fechamar, regarding the breaching of Yerushalayim's walls, the Pasuk says that on the 9th of the month, the hunger became very strong, and the next Pasuk says that the city walls were breached. We see it wasn't the 17th, it was the 9th. Rava said, by the destruction, the first base of Hamikdash walls at Echanami were breached on the 9th of Av, by the second base of Hamikdash walls were reached on the 17th of Av, and that's where we are right now in Golos of the Bayis Sheni, that is what's more important to us right now. Zemar continues, we know based on a tradition that Apustam has burned the Sefer Torah on that day as well. Zemar said, we know that an Avodah Zarah was placed in the Heichal on that day, because the Pasuk says it was placed there on the day that the Tumah stopped to be brought. Frakti Gemar, how can the Mishnah say that only one Avodah Zarah was placed there? The Pasuk seems to say that there were two. Rava said there were two, but one fell on top of the other and broke its arm off. And our Mishnah refers to the one whole Avodah Zarah that was in the Heichal. It was then found written, it was found to be written on this Avodah Zarah. It says, you wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash by causing the Eden to worship Avodah Zarah. Therefore, I have chopped off your hand.